Nationwide, just over half the states have passed some sort of laws or incentives geared at getting green manufacturing jobs. In the nation's Rust Belt, Wisconsin, Minnesota, Illinois, and Ohio already have green policies in place. Ron Pernick is a co-founder of CleanEdge. That's a national green manufacturing research organization. Pernick says those jobs are one of the major growth sectors in American manufacturing. They're growing at a rate of about 30% each year. In Iowa, property tax abatements are given to green manufacturing. In Illinois, the state has passed laws requiring utilities to get a portion of their energy from wind or solar power. Pernick says public policy translates to more jobs.
If you think about creating new industry, you can't export development. You got to hire local people to put in the wind turbines, to install the solar farms, to put solar on top of rooftops. And those jobs can never be exported.
But other states have been slow to change policy to embrace green manufacturing. In Michigan, green energy legislation has been tied up in that state's Senate. And in states like Indiana, there are no laws or business incentives even on the table to attract the green manufacturing industry. Indiana State Representative Ryan Dvorak blames the big power companies for lobbying against incentives to create green jobs.
I'm not sure why they have so much sway in the state with the different legislators, but they don't want to give up any ground, basically. Obviously, they make their money by generating and selling electricity, so any loss in market share, they're motivated to stop that legislation.
The power companies say they're just looking out for their customers. Angeline Prodiger is a spokesperson for Duke Energy. Prodiger says renewable energy is moving forward without state regulations. She says Duke understands that someday regulations will come, but she says that will be at a high risk.
We constantly have to balance our environmental responsibilities with our economic responsibilities to our customers because they pay for the costs of pollution control through their bills.
And the power company's lobbyists persuade legislators it's in the best interest of the people to block incentives for green jobs. Representative Ryan Dvorak thinks his colleagues are being misled. Jesse Carbonda is with the Hoosier Environmental Council. He says in his state and others that ignore the green jobs opportunity, workers are being left behind.
We're obviously in a situation where Indiana has historically had a formidable manufacturing base, and that base has been continuously eroded because of globalization. We're not in any time going to fundamentally change Indiana's economy, and so we have to deal with the labor force as it is. We have a good, technically minded labor base, but the question is, what sectors are we creating in the state to employ that technical labor base? And one of them ought to be the green technology sector.
Carbonda says it's a state's public policy, tax breaks and other incentives, that will attract the most green-collar jobs. Without those incentives, unemployed factory workers in Rust Belt states will have to hope for some kind of recovery in manufacturing or take lower-paying service sector jobs. For the Environment Report, I'm Marianne Holland.